This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning and Lin Mark beaming in from the depths of Kuala Lumpur. And in about 10 minutes, we'll be diving into salaries with analysis from Kuih Kim Soon, consulting leader for Malaysia at Mercer. But before that, let's talk about big tech earnings, because the A-team of tech, Amazon, Alphabet and Apple, released their results last night, with Facebook and Twitter also joining the party. With the technology sector being the big winner this year, how were the results and will this rally continue? To find out more, we have on the line with us Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities, on the line with us now. Good morning, Dan, or I suppose good evening where you are now. But overall, how were the tech results? Were they in line with your expectations? Were there any standouts?
Yeah, I mean, overall, strong expectations going in, especially from FANG names, in terms of what you've seen with these stocks. I'd say the highlight was really what we saw from Google in terms of digital advertising really starting to come back. And we see that with Facebook as well. And with Amazon and Apple, I'd say robust numbers from Amazon. The expectations for the December quarter in terms of guidance, and they were a bit conservative there. So stock trade off a bit. And then Apple, you know, iPhone numbers missed street expectations. But this is all the appetizer, the main event going into iPhone 12 5G super cycle, which doesn't kick in till the December quarter. So I think overall, I'll call it an A-. Street was hoping for an A+.
And Dan, we know you're a big fan of Apple. You have a price target of $150 for this name, right? Like you say, it's the start of a super cycle. Do you think there's a possibility that the street might be disappointed, especially since China sales were weak this quarter?
Yeah, I think if you look at this quarter from a street's perspective, it's not really an indicator of anything around, we'll call it the super cycle. Right now, I think pre-order activity is more than 2x iPhone 11. And if I look at China in particular, we're seeing strength come out of the region. Cook talked about that on the call, which will be key for the December and March quarter. But it comes down to Apple's not going to guide in this environment. The bulls are going to walk away with what they viewed positive. The bears will point to, as you said, you know, some of the more negatives in the quarter. I think it all comes down to the next 6 to 9 months. If this is a super cycle, which we believe it is, a year from now, it's $150 stock.
And is subscription income going to be the game changer for them, though?
Well, I think it is the game changer on the services side. Because if you look at a big part of the re-rating that's happened in Apple, really the services business. I mean, they're going more to, we'll call it almost an Amazon Prime-like model. And that's a big part of the re-rating. I think that's worth about $950 billion. Services came in robust. That continues to be a rock of Gibraltar for Apple. If you look at that services business, you put that all combined, I think this is one knee-jerk stocks down. We'll see a weak tape when markets open up tomorrow. But I view it as more of an opportunity to own this name. And it continues to be more one of our top picks.
And moving on to Amazon, right? How will the upcoming holiday season impact its next quarter? I mean, we do know cost has inched up. Headcount has increased over 50% in 1 year. So how will that weigh in on your expectations for it moving forward?
Yeah, from an expense perspective, I mean, that's not really the focus of investors here. I mean, even though obviously it hurts profitability, it's all about growth. And if you look, I mean, they're on track to be, you know, call it 55, 60% of all e-commerce in the United States. And I think as you kind of go over that 50% threshold into holiday season, especially in this COVID environment, they're just gaining more and more share. I think if anything, maybe a little bit of the disappointment from Amazon was AWS. AWS, the cloud business, was not maybe as strong as investors want to see. And I do think that there's some share gains going on there between Amazon and Microsoft from a share perspective. From an e-commerce, they're going to continue to guide conservative. And I think they'll probably crush expectations as we, you know, as we look at 3 months from now.
Yeah, and staying on the cloud services, right? I mean, Microsoft, of course, I think this quarter was the big winner when it came to the cloud division. And Amazon is having a bit of a margin squeeze. But Google is also was trying to get a bit of a share in this market. Who do you think will be the ultimate winner in this?
Well, right now, Amazon and Microsoft, it's a two-horse race. And Amazon, of course, for many years already had a cemented market share lead. But I do think Google and GCP, the Google Cloud product, is gaining more and more traction. And that's something, as that becomes a bigger piece, I think that could be key to what actually is a re-rating that goes on with Google. Now, of course, it's ironic because you're in the midst of an antitrust swirls with Google front and center. But I think that's the point that investors, they're looking at a model that's continuing to expand, not just on consumer, but on the enterprise, where if you look over the last few years, that's been an uphill battle and they're starting to turn the corner.
Yeah, and staying on Google or the parent Alphabet, do you make much of the antitrust suit brought by the Department of Justice? Do you think that it doesn't seem to have dented share price or even in terms of the analyst calls?
Yeah, it hasn't dented share price. And I do think investors right now view antitrust momentum, but both in the U.S. as well as in Europe from the EU, as more as a contained risk. But I do think as we go in 2021, also depending on if you have a blue wave and a Biden presidency, antitrust could start to be more of a risk. And I think that's something for now it's shaken off. But I think as we look out 6, 9, 12 months, it starts to become maybe a bit more of a pronounced risk, especially for the likes of Google and Facebook that are more front and center.
And let's spend some time on Facebook, right? Because they, in their statement, warned of a significant amount of uncertainty in 2021, citing unpredictable online spending trends during the pandemic. Is this a name that you're a bull or bear on then?
Well, I think bullish in terms of the, if you just look at user growth, which increased sequentially, as well as engagement in the advertising, you know, it shows, because advertisers, there's been a lot of noise about advertisers leaving the Facebook platform. But you look at those numbers and they're not leaving. And it's all about monetizing. And that's the key of the stock moving higher.
Okay. And, you know, after hours, right, NASDAQ futures fell. So the big question, of course, is this sector, has it become too expensive?
I mean, I still think we're in the middle innings of a re-rating in tech. And I think it's a lot of nervousness right now in terms of elections and in terms of valuations as they move. But if you look, there's a scarcity of growth stocks. And I think we're going into some of the transformational sort of growth stories on cloud, e-commerce, streaming, and others. And I don't think tech is overvalued here. And I think the fundamental stories continue to play out.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dan Ives, Managing Director for Equity Research at Wedbush Securities, giving us his view on the recent release of the A-Team of Technology and also, of course, Facebook. Another name that released results, which was kind of below the radar, was Twitter. And that, I think, was the big disappointment. Many question marks about how are they going to make money? What is their business model? And also the future of their CEO. But staying on the stocks that Dan did cover, as usual, he's still a big fan of super bull on Apple with a price target of $150. He thinks this is the start of a super cycle. Stay for the bumpy ride nonetheless for 2020 and also for 2021. What were your key takeaways, Lynn?
Yeah, Dan's comments on Apple, I guess, you know, as he said, at the end of the day, the bulls are going to walk away still feeling bullish and the bears are going to walk away with their concerns out of the Apple earnings, because Apple didn't really guide for the upcoming quarter. And but at the end of the day, you know, it does appear that the super cycle is set to kick in December. And then going from that, as Dan is of the opinion that, hey, this could be a $250 stock in the end, right? Because Apple right now is at $115.32 per share. So it may still have some ways to go, especially once 5G really starts to kick in. And it's going to be interesting to see how they develop their services segment as well, because that has really been, I think, the big winner out of the pandemic time as well, considering a lot of people have been staying at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's one sector where you've really seen earnings growth, and there's a scarcity premium out there, right? Because now with COVID-19 numbers flaring up again, and more of us are being stuck at home, working from home, what sector do you actually see growth? Because the cyclicals, recovery seems to be still far off from them. So maybe this might be a dead cat bounce. You might see a bit of selling pressure as investors take some profits. But I won't be surprised if money goes back into the big tech names, because really, what's good out there? I mean, at the moment, it doesn't seem to be that much. But up next, we'll be diving into salaries with analysis from Kwee Kim Soon, consulting leader for Malaysia at Mercer. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.